Podium Audio presents Worthy of Her Trust, written by Melissa Ann, performed by Harry Frost. Prologue, March 1791. Elizabeth Bennet Tomlinson, frequently called Beth by her friends and family, grew up at Longbourn, her father's estate in Hertfordshire. She was the youngest of three children and was closest to her eldest brother, Edward, who doted on her. Thomas, her other brother, was away at school during her formative years, and she did not know him well. When she was 18, while in London, she met Frederick Tomlinson, the only son of a large landholder to the north of the country. They married after courting for 6 months, and Beth moved to Briarwood, Frederick's family's estate, located on the border of Staffordshire and Derbyshire. Frederick was the sole heir to the estate, which garnered approximately £7,000 per annum. Beth had never been more pleased than the morning she felt the quickening of their first child. She was anxious for her husband to return from riding out on his family's estate with his father so she could share the news with him. The couple had been married for nearly a year before they noticed the cessation of her courses in December and began to suspect her condition. The quickening she felt that morning provided conclusive proof of the coming child. When Frederick returned with his father from the fields, Beth accompanied him to his rooms and told him her news while he bathed and changed. They celebrated as young couples in love were wont to do, leading to their being late for arriving for supper for that night. This was quickly forgiven when the news was shared with Frederick's parents, Alexander and Susanna Tomlinson, who were ecstatic about the prospect of a grandchild. As Beth's condition was now confirmed, Frederick rewrote his will to include the coming child. It was not that he was concerned about his mortality, he was a reasonably young man in good health, but his father had taught him to be prudent, which meant making arrangements for a child as soon as possible. £20,000 was set aside for a daughter's inheritance placed in a trust to prevent her future husband from acquiring or accessing her funds upon their marriage. The couple hoped for a son who would inherit Briarwood. However, since the estate was not entailed, if the only child born of the marriage were female, she would inherit the estate in its entirety, in addition to the £20,000. His father owned Briarwood, and its disposition would be addressed in Mr. Tomlinson's will. Among other stipulations included in the will, Frederick named his father the child's guardian and trustee, with a neighbour and friend, George Darcy, appointed a secondary trustee of the child's inheritance. Only a month later, something spooked Frederick's horse while he surveyed the fields, causing it to respond poorly. He held on through the first tumultuous moments, desperately trying to regain control, but the situation quickly escalated beyond his control. With a sudden jolt, he was thrown from the saddle, landing heavily on the ground, breaking his back. The world around him blurred, the impact stealing the breath from his lungs and pain engulfing him. The skittish horse bolted toward home, but when the horse was found, it was too late for its master. By the time they found him, he was dead. Beth was heartbroken by the loss of her husband. She carried her child to term and gave birth at her husband's estate in August of that same year. The child was a girl and was a little small for a babe, but she was determined to be heard from almost the moment she entered this world. Her mother struggled to recover and never truly regained her strength. In truth, her heart was broken, and despite the child, the product of the love between her and her husband, she simply gave up on life. A few days short of the anniversary of her husband's death, she too passed from this world, leaving Elizabeth Rose Tomlinson an orphan. Despite this, the child's grandparents loved her dearly, and she did not lack for anything. Since Frederick was an only child, there were no aunts and uncles for the infant Elizabeth on the Tomlinson side of the family, though there were two uncles on the Bennet side. The elder, Edward, was the master of a small estate in Hertfordshire, and